Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Jubilee Blessings Already in Progress.
I mean, in the next hour, everybody in that meeting was healed. And nobody prayed for nobody. God just moved. And then all of a sudden, this song leader began to watch what's happening. And people would begin to come up to this woman, reach in her pocket, hand her a $20 bill or a $50 bill or whatever. And whenever everything finally settled down, the woman had a child that was totally repaired and healed of everything. He was normal. And she had $350 in her pocket. And I said all that to tell you one little thing. This is the most awesome time of year that you're ever going to experience, because this year has been a year of Jubilee. We only have one every 50 years. This has been the year of Smita, which we only have one every 7 years. This has been the year of the seven feasts of Israel, and today we're starting the last one, Tabernacle. This is the one where that if there's a hundredfold going to be given in the next 8 days, it's going to happen. If you've never been financially blessed in your life, I want you to put God to the test when he said, if that's where God said, try me and give the best offering today. I'm not doing this. The church don't need anything. I'm not here begging. I never do this. Y'all know I don't never beg and plead for money. I don't need any money. I got money. The church is well off. We're better off than we've ever been. You know, we don't need money, but I want you to be blessed. I want you to be blessed beyond your wildest dreams, because if you've never given a sacrificial gift, like that happened at A.A. Allen's meeting, and the Lord moved through there and healed 4,000 people in an hour and put people back together like that little boy. I've never seen personally a miracle like that. But I know it happened because I read the story, and I've heard the men, that song leader, I've heard him personally tell that story several times in my life. So I know it's true. But has anybody in here ever heard this story before? Oh, yeah, it's okay. Several of you have heard this story before. But let me tell you, the year of Jubilee, we just come through it. And this only happens every 50 years. The year of Smita, we just come through them. And it's the end of it. The year of the seven feasts of Israel, the seven feasts happen every year. But the year of Jubilee just happens once every 50 years. And then the Feast of Tabernacles. And another thing that come along with it was the blood moons. We don't have the blood moons very often, very rarely. But I'm going to tell you, if you want to put God to the test, he says that's the only place he says you can do this is in your giving. He says, try me and give your best giving this week. I don't care where you give it. But if you want to be blessed financially, either at this church or some church, somewhere where God's moving, you give the best gift financially or whatever. I don't care what you give. You can't outgive God. And I guarantee that I'm going to give myself, since I know what could happen this week and I know what will happen. I'm going to give the best gift from my own personal money that I give all year long. I'm going to give it during the Feast of Tabernacles, because I know what can happen. I know this is a year that can return a hundredfold. I don't know about you. I don't need money, but I could use a hundredfold. I could have fun with it, couldn't you, Franz? You see what I mean?
Your baby needs new shoes.
Do what I
need? Your baby needs new shoes.
Oh. My baby needs new shoes. Which baby?
This one.
My baby don't need no new shoes. But Lord, if you bless me with a lot of money, I'll let her buy some new shoes. She don't need them, though. Let me tell you, I really don't know, but I'm going to tell you that whenever God put me in the ministry, The Lord told me clearly, I heard his voice when I asked the Lord, how much do I charge for the media and all the stuff? He says, give it away. Don't charge anybody anything for anything. You give everything away. And he said, I will bless you. Now, let me tell you, he has done that. He has done that. He has blessed me. And I can tell you for sure that my lovely bride, I wouldn't even begin to guess, but I know that she's got a giant cedar closet around there. I mean, a giant one. It's not a little one. It's a big one, and I don't know if you wouldn't mind telling us. Do you have any idea how many shoes is in that closet?
About 100.
Only 100?
I used to have 300.
Oh, you used to have? Wow.
They were really cheap, though. Oh, $12.
So do you think this girl's been blessed?
Yes.
Yes, she's been blessed. I mean, when we stop and look at the poor little children, I really think God wants all of his children to be blessed. I think he loves blessing his children, his obedient children. There's no two ways about it. I mean, he wants you to be blessed. He does not want us to live in poverty. He wants us to know who we are as sons and daughters, and he wants us to have plenty of money. And I like it. I love it when I go somewhere and, that maybe it's out of town at a meeting or some, but all kinds of things. When people have a need, you know, I get lots of requests for money. I really do. But, you know, it's a blessing to be able to give. Because give, I mean, they're under the new covenant. There is a covenant that God made with his children. And this one works all the time. It works every day. Luke 6:38. It says, give. And what does it say? And it'd be given. In other words, let me ask you a question, and I would like to see. I'll start out with my own hand. When God says, give, and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, I will never have a need if I trust him and I obey him and walk with him and if I give him a tithe. Now, I can't imagine giving God only a tithe, technically, myself, because when I think about, he required a tithe from bulls and goats. And after he sent his son, I'd hate to think that I only give a tithe after he paid the price for me, wouldn't you? So that's why I give more than a tithe, and I want to give more than a tithe, because I know that he says, give and it'll be given to you. In fact, in this past year, I will tell you that one time something happened, and I was going to help somebody, and they had a real severe need. And I told Cheryl, I said, I'm going to help them. And usually I ask her, I says, what do you think? And she usually tells me, and most of the time we're really right on together. We really are. But in this case, I told her, I said, I feel compelled to give this person this much money. And she said, honey, that's too much. I said, that's what I feel compelled to do. Now, the thing that you've got to learn about me, I may not do everything like you expect, but let me tell you, I'm not led by my flesh. Cheryl knows this very well. I am led by the Spirit of God. Amen. And whatever he tells me to do, so I said, honey, I'm going to give him this much. She said, well, that's too much. That's more than enough. She didn't really like it, but she said, you're the boss. You want to give him that much money? You give it to him. I said, well, that's what I feel led to do. She said, okay. So I gave him that much money. Within 3 weeks, God tripled what I gave to the ministry. Tripled it. Is he a good giver?
Yes.
I didn't even need the money and he tripled it. It'd really be something if I needed it, Franz.
I'm glad you're telling us all this.
I mean, but did, if I told you anything that's not according to the scripture, did the Lord say, given, it'll be given to you?
Yes.
You know, so, here being, this is Jubilee and this is Rosh Hashanah. It's debt cancellation year. What would you do? What would you do? I mean, listen, some of you in this room, and I hope nobody in this room meets this criteria, but some of you may. I don't want you to hold up your hand, but some of you may have a credit card debt. You may very well have a credit card debt. And I know that people sometimes in the church, they do things and spend money foolishly, and they get into $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 worth of debt with a credit card, and then it really kills you to try to get caught up. Please don't ever do that. But, you know, if you had a $40,000 credit card debt, and this is Jubilee, year of debt cancellation, what if you gave a sizable offering between you and God to somebody or to the Lord, wherever you give it? And let's say that you got a letter in 3 or 4 weeks that said, we don't know what happened, but something has happened, and the federal government has decided to pay off everybody's debt. Debt cancellation year. I mean, how would you feel? You know what? Most of us, if you had a credit card debt, you'd say, I don't believe that. But what if this did happen? And it could, if this is debt cancellation year. So it could very well happen. So like I say, if you've never done this before in your life, never put God to the test, you never tried His word, there's never going to be a better year than this year to do it. This would be the year. If I was going to give money, I would give it to God, His kingdom, somehow, and I would believe Him for a fantastic return because of Jubilee, Smita, all the things that the blood moons, everything we've had. There's so many things that's happened this year. In fact, if y'all remember, you know, I made a statement way back there this year, sometime when I knew this was Jubilee and all this stuff. I said, you know, I believe this year that God will bless this church beyond my wildest imaginations. I believe He's going to pour out a blessing that I will not be able to contain. And I said, if he does that, I said, then I'm going to bless each one of you beyond your wildest means to believe it. You know, what would you do if I come in next Sunday, next Monday, or next month, or whatever, by the end of the year, it might even go over into the next year. What if the Lord did bless this church with some kind of fantastic gift, and I was to say, okay, everybody that goes to church here, I'm going to bless you with $20,000. Could you stand that? Yeah. I bet if I told everybody next Sunday I'm going to have I bet we'd have a full house. I bet you couldn't pack them in the door. See, now you come to church for money, but you won't come to church to hear God's word. I'm telling you, people are moved by money, are they not? They really are. But you know, God can do anything, can He not?
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Jubilee Blessings, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.